Hey, Tofik. Happy Monday, brother. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Good. I was so confused. I thought you said 1 p.m., but not. Well, later on, I just remember that was 6 p.m. you said to me.
Oh, man. I was like, I'm calling early, like 2 minutes early, but you're like, he's late.
I thought it was 1 p.m., but like after a while, I just remember we say 6. So, do you have any good news or?
I do. So, long story short, right? I met with my director, Christian, just to kind of give you a backstory. Since we've been offering this, like, it's, I believe it's been like 3 years now total, but I've never seen him reduce or like waive application fees, right? Which, as you can imagine, numerous clients have asked, so it's been brought to his attention, you know, but. Long story short, what he offered is to reduce it by $50. So instead of you paying $250 for the application fee, it would be $200.
The only thing is to be honest with you, Daniel, even I'm like 50-50 if it's going to work for me or not. And at the same time now, if you guys gonna get it from me, like, I don't know how much Google is charging, but you guys gonna get each call, you guys gonna make money from that. And at the same time, I got a question for you now. If I do Google Guarantee, you say I have option to do the optimization or not, but I really don't know, like, what. $200, it is something I can do. That's a, it's not fair.
Okay. I'm really, like, I feel for you, okay? I'm really sorry you feel that way. I understand completely where you're coming from. There's a lot of work we put into them. You know, like, we don't just get you approved, but we set the Google Guarantee profile up correctly. So, you know, it could be attractive and you could possibly, to answer your question, Google charges us $26 per lead. We're charging you $34.67 per qualified lead, right? And you have the automatic dispute system. So you're only paying for the lead if you schedule an estimate or if you quote them over the phone, you know? And remember, we talked about too, even putting like your estimate or trip charge, right, on the profile itself. So it kind of weeds out those like non-buyers, you know, but I understand exactly where you're coming from, but if the main goal of this, cause I know I've been talking to you since April of last year about it, you know, if the main goal is to try to get like the application waived, there's no way. Like this is the very first time, Tofik, I kid you not, that I've seen him even reduce it, you know? So, you know, I wish it could be free. If it was up to me, 100% would be, but our whole team, like, we put a lot of work into it to make it work for you guys. I mean, we have a 100% retention rate on these accounts since we started it, you know, but I understand where you're coming from 100%.
All right, let's do it. It's okay. I mean, to be honest with you, I was thinking like to do 100, but if it's something you can talk to them to pay $100, because I'm going to stay with you guys forever. This is not something, and at the same time, to be honest with you, I just talked to one of my colleagues, live in Virginia, refer your guys' service.
Awesome.
And so I like, we're going to stay with business together, but at the same time, I want to you guys to do the right thing because I understand this is more complete, like, you know, there's a lot of people on the field without no question. But at the same time, and I had a call maybe remember last time when I talked to you, it was a guy on the hold explaining to me, hey, you guys, you've been working with the local splash, and I know they didn't deliver the promise they did. And he's saying that a lot of people is complaining. And first time, I didn't trust him, like, saying, but everything, some stuff he's saying, it was clicking. So I just want, to be honest with you, you guys do the right thing for the business, like for you guys and for me. That way we can stay business together. But I mean, I'm going to give a shot. This is going to be my last option with you guys. So let's do it. Send me what I have to do, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Just bear with me, too, because I messaged him, too, okay, about what you said. Like, just ask, like, it doesn't hurt to ask, you know, to see if we could get more of a reduction. He's probably going to... probably gonna kill me, you know, but I just messaged
like,
him and I see him typing.
You,
so
like,
just
I heard from you guys from one of the a guy I meet just on the road. He was doing some business I was doing. So the same thing is like I'm telling people. One of the guy do the same thing, means appliance repair, and is a lady do hair salon. I don't know if she call you yet, but. Like the same time, the $200 for me is just is nothing, because if we stay in the business, you guys are gonna get a call, money from each call, and I'm making money from each call. So
I told him that too when I met with him, because he was like, man, how's he gonna like be able to afford the leads, you know? And I told him, I was like, it's not a money thing. It's kind of, it's like a principal thing, you know. I told him you've been a long term client with us. I just told him even you're sending referrals. Okay, so hold on. Before I finish, so he messaged me back. So he said he cannot do $100, but he's willing. So he's going to reduce it another 50. So it's going to be just 150 now for the application.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. That's
okay,
fine.
I mean, you know, he met you in the middle, you know. So,
okay, that's fine. That's fine, yeah.
Okay, so let me.
Okay.
What I'm gonna do, okay, is I'm gonna assign a lead technician to your company, and I'm gonna schedule your client interview with your lead tech, okay?
Okay.
Now this is the person actually managing your lead, so they'll go over like how many you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start with that minimum budget too, like I mentioned. And very important, they're gonna be able to make sure your Google Guaranteed profile is correct, okay? Now, before I schedule that for a time that works best for you, I do have to send this email and text to you with the application, and I do have to charge that one-time application fee. He's changing it right now to 150 though. So let me ask though, are we going to use the same card that you have on file with us for the one-time fee?
I don't think so if they have any card, but let's do this. One is, I want to be clear. So the phone number I want to use for the Google Guarantee is 202-294-5352.
Okay, so 202-294-5352, correct?
Yes, and that is the company, the one in Upper Marlboro, HAT Appliance Repair.
Right, I remember you telling me that. Okay, so hold on. Let me go over there real fast. Tofik, I had that account pulled up too. Just give me one sec here. Da-da-da-da. So 202-294-5352, that's where you want the lead forwarded to, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just give me a second here.
Hold on. The only thing is the process, the authority, after you guys do it, you guys shut that.
No. So the app that the 150 now would be charged at sign up. The application / management fee. Now after you're approved and everything's good to go, right? Like we don't automatically charge the lead budget. You're gonna get a text, email, and phone call verification, making sure you're ready to turn the lead on, and then that's when your lead budget would be charged.
Okay. And with the lead, just a question. If that's something I can turn off my own, when I don't want to use it,
So there's four ways to do it, okay? You can call, you can text, you can email, or from your client dashboard, you can pause or turn the leads back on as well.
Okay. And just to, you know, I have to ask, like, let's say you guys charge me the process fee, and after maybe like 6 months. I don't like to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. Is it something that I can take it over to myself?
Good question. So the $150 application / management fee, that is non-refundable, okay?
Okay.
Your lead budget, the way that works, okay, is you can use it towards other products if you want to continue. You're going to love it, though. I haven't had one client, but just to answer your question, okay, you can put it towards other products, or if you wanted to take over your Google Guaranteed account yourself, we charge a $99 fee for you to take it over.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Okay.
They just support transfer.
Yeah, just so you know, usually I don't even go over all that because it's like you guys are going to love it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
My thing is like, to be honest, it's not something I cannot do. Like, my sister, she can do it. The only thing is, one is you guys own business. The same time, you know, I don't want to keep asking her when she have another thing to do for, you know, herself. That's why I want to do with you guys. But, and I mean, if it work out everything, like for me, I don't mind paying it. It's about like how much you make and how much you have to spend. Without spending, you're not going to make money.
Exactly.
So, yeah. All right.
100%. Hold on. I'm trying to get, because I wanted to be clear too. So you were thinking about possibly pausing your base account, and you wanted to keep the website live too, right, for the DC one?
No,
I remember
so
you talking to me about that.
The DC one, they have it until March. They are working on it. So the way I want to do is, if I do Google Guaranteed,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking, I don't know if you guys can do this. If I do Google Guarantee with the Maryland one, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And would you guys automize to free, or do I have to pay for automation for the Maryland one? I was just wondering.
The optimization is a different charge, right? Like, that's that base program you're on. I know you're in service credits right now. But basically, like, Google Guaranteed is different. So I have clients that do multiple states under the same Google Guaranteed account, but they're licensed and insured for those areas. You know what I'm saying? So, but with the local SEO, you would have to keep paying for that for them to continue doing that because it's a separate service.
All right. So let's do just this, and after that. In the future, I mean, I have to think about it. For now, they have the Maryland one is being paused. Automation, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Let it keep it as a pause, all right? But I want to do the Google Guarantee.
Okay.
And the DC one, they have a credit deeming March one because still they are working on it, to be honest with you.
Right, correct. I saw that.
And let it keep working on it. And when is the time, you know, they say, hey, we've been working on it, and now you have to pay. That time I will make a decision, because if they do make any change, I don't mind to pay automation for that. If they don't make a change, like as it is now, because I haven't received one customer last 4 months, and since they start working on it, I had one customer. So... Now, they told me to give them, like, 2 weeks. So let's keep it that way. Like, let's just, as the Maryland one, as a pause, automation, and let's do Google Guaranteed. And the Maryland one, because the website, I have to keep it,
mm-hmm.
I will discuss with them when is March come, what they want to do.
Right. Okay. That's so give me one sec. I just want to... Yeah, that's 100. I understand exactly what you're saying. Just give me one second here. Let me change. Because it keeps getting mixed up with the account. So hold on. Let me make sure.
Because even when they call me, I want to get a call with the number. Like any whatever account number is phone number, I want to get a call with that. That way, now I know you don't know, but you call me with the DC one. So in the future...
Yeah.
If we're dealing with that account, I want to get a call. Yeah, that would be nice.
Makes perfect sense, yeah. So, hold on. Let me find. So I think I changed it over. That way they don't mix these up. Just give me one quick second here. All right, so open, go to phone, open on this one. Okay, I did. Okay, awesome. And hold on, let me change the business line here. Okay, so just to clarify, the Maryland one, right, it's the 202-294-5352 number, right, for Google Guaranteed?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome.
Yes, sir.
So that's Google Guaranteed. And just to make sure, the correct business address for that is 9183 Fox Stream Way still, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. All right, so this is the right one. Okay, give me a quick second here. Okay, the lead fees are the same. Okay, awesome. I just wanted to make sure because I know I checked DC initially. You know what I'm saying? So Maryland, it's the same amount. Okay, so let me jump over here. Okay, so they do have, for the Maryland one, they have a card on file for you. It's the one ending in, it's a Visa ending in 1068. Is that the same card you wanted to use for the application fee?
I mean, you can try it, and if it doesn't work for you, I can give you another card, yes.
Okay, okay, so let's try it real quick, and hold on, let me, so you're going to get a few emails in a second here. One's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. And it'll have a bunch on it, but the main thing is it's going to have a link to the application, okay?
Okay.
Right, give me one sec here. I'll let you know when that sends out. I just have to attach it, though. Just give me a quick second. Okay, so I'm going to try to charge the one-time application fee right now, okay?
So okay.
Let's see if that goes. Again, that's $150 too, okay? Yeah, that was declined. So do you want to use a different card?
Let's do different card. Yes, wait. What the card number? Wait, you know what? Yeah, let me give it to you, the card number.
Yeah, so let me know.
Now, I got a question for you because this has happened to me. Now, when I share you with, for the Google Guarantee campaign to start 150, my optimization on the Maryland one has been paused. Automatically, they will not charge me without calling me, yeah?
Yeah, so these are two separate accounts, so it's not attached to the DC one. I'm in the Maryland one right now.
Okay, you know,
so
only
DC
even on the Maryland one.
10681.
Okay, when I have a Maryland one, it's still that one is they're not doing it, optimization. They're not doing it this time.
Right.
But like
right.
They have it paused. I don't know for how long.
Let me see. Hold on. It's paused till January 30th.
Okay, but January 30th, they will not charge me without my authorization. That's what I want to know. They will call me first.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll put in, after we finish this up, I'll put in a request for client support to contact you to either push that billing date out, because to answer your question, it would auto-bill after the suspension. So, but what they can do on their side, what they can do on their side is they could set it where they call you either before it bills, they can push out the seasonal hold, or they can just cancel it. You know what I'm saying? So what I'll do is after we do this.
I can call too.
Absolutely.
Do not do it or do it. Okay.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But what I'll do is after we get all this going, what I'm going to do is on this same phone call, I'm going to schedule a call for client support. That way they can make sure that's cleared so it doesn't auto bill on January 30th. Okay?
Okay. That's fine. And the
glad
same
you caught
time,
that.
The same time, once you charge me the service fee, application fee, that tariff for some change, that won't change. The only thing is, for me, to be honest with you, with the most company, like I have my security alarm. Mm-hmm. They told me something, and after I processed it, what they say wasn't true. The price, everything. Only thing I just want to know, the price you send me, that would be it for each lead.
Correct. Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. And it's okay. That one, all that's being charged now is $150. So regarding Google Guaranteed, they won't auto charge your lead budget. Like, you're going to have to give us the thumbs up that you're ready to turn on the leads. And then that's when it will be charged. With the, with the local SEO that you have though, that's on hold till the 30th. So that's why I'm going to put a request in for client support to call you to either modify that or call you before billing. So they have that all squared away with you. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So for this new card though, is it the same billing address, the 9183 Fox Stream Way?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. Ready for the card number when you are.
4147 1814 3475 8136.
Expiration?
1027.
All right. And the CVC code?
837.
All right. So I'm coding out the card right now, okay? So that's coded out, and now I'll process the $150 application fee. That's crazy. You don't even know how many times I've asked them. It's crazy. But it's awesome, though. Yeah, I mean, I know you're a long-term client with us. You're shooting us referrals. So I'm glad we were able to do it for you, you know. So now
I know they do offer, if you refer someone, they do offer, what is that you guys offer?
So you get a free month of service by their second payment. Now, that's for the local SEO. So, obviously, with Google Guaranteed, it wouldn't work because you're being charged per lead, right? And the same thing, like, if you have, like, social media ads or Google ads on this, it wouldn't be for that. It's only for the local SEO. So, by their second payment... which will be a month out, right? You get credited a free month of service.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Okay. All right. So hold on. Let me attach Google Guaranteed now so I can get that email to you. I'm going to send the email to you too, via text message, like for the application. And I'm going to respond to our current email thread with the link to the app too. That way you just have it in all three spots. Okay. But let me give me one sec. Let me just get in this first one. There it is. All right. Okay. Updates. Oh, you know what? Let me check what email they have on file too for that one. Okay, it's the Add a Client email, right? That's the correct one?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's going to be coming to you right now. And let me get you the application via text message, too.
Okay.
All right, so here it comes. And then last thing, let me put this in the text thread.
I got the ticket.
Oh, yeah, I sent you the application way back. So I'm going to reply to the email again with that app though, okay? It's super important that you have that application. That way you could get it submitted, okay? Now, a few things on there. Let me check the requirements one more time. One quick sec here. All right, appliance repair. I know I checked the requirements for you before. Insurance. Hold on. Trying to see if licensing is required. Because if it's not, you'll just put NA for non-applicable. I'm just trying to see it in all the notes that we put, you know? Give me one sec here. While I'm finding this too right now, where is it? Okay, I've got to keep going now. So a couple things on the background check, okay? There's two companies that do the background check, okay? Very trusted companies that do it for Google. One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton's doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed, okay?
Okay.
If Evident is doing your background check, that's the other company, okay? They do require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license, okay? So just have that with you for the Google Guaranteed Onboarding appointment, which we'll schedule here shortly. Now, I found the note from a while back. So licensing isn't required for your vertical. So when you get to that part on the application, what you're going to do is put NA for non-applicable. Okay?
Okay.
And it'll state to say that too on it specifically. Now, your insurance is required. So what they're going to look for is an Accord document. If you don't have that Accord document, all insurance companies provide it. So all you need to do is contact them, let them know, they'll shoot it over to you. But you're going to want to attach that Accord document to the application, okay?
Okay, that is that like your insurance certification,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's the insurance. All they're looking for is liability insurance on there, and they want to see the company name, and they want to see the expiration date, okay?
Okay, only thing is with that, if it's, with some, like, property manager, they want to be add on the insurance. And if they are on that, like, I don't have to add it to Google to, okay. But at the same time, do you want, okay, go ahead.
I know what you're talking about, because I coach high school football, too, and sometimes we have companies come in to like do the weight training and stuff, and they have to put our high school at the bottom of the insurance. So I know exactly what you're talking about. You don't have to do that for Google Guaranteed. So you don't have to put local slash or Google Guaranteed or anything like that on the insurance. They just want to see that you have it, and they want to see the expiration date with a minimum liability amount of $250,000. Okay.
Right.
Same stuff I sent you before, but you don't have to call them to add anybody, okay?
Gotcha.
Great question, though. Okay, so I told you about Pinkerton. I told you about Evident. Let me check your reviews, too. Give me one quick second here. Upper Marble, MD. You're golden. You got 56. Okay, so five reviews is the minimum requirement. So what we're going to do is we're going to link your Google business profile to the Google Guaranteed. So all the reviews will transfer to Google Guaranteed. So you'll start with the 56 reviews on Google Guaranteed. Okay?
Gotcha.
So you're good there. Obviously, keep boosting it up. You know what I'm saying? But you're perfect there. Okay? Let me check also. Okay. So there's not a ton of competition in your area on Google Guaranteed. So you'll be good. Now, because it's becoming more and more popular over the years, right? So what will happen, if you end up having, like, more than 20 companies in the area, what will happen is your Google Guaranteed rep will recommend to you what's called a max lead budget. And this is essentially where you bid more on the lead. But from what I'm seeing, you don't even need to do that for your area. But if it became overly saturated in the future – there's three things that Google goes off of for placement, okay? One is your answer rate, so you answering the calls. Two is the reviews, which you're killing it with that, okay? And then three is going to be the amount that you're bidding on the lead. Right now, you're good with the amount that we're bidding, okay? But in the future, like as this gets more and more popular, just don't be surprised if, let's say 4 years down the line or 3 years or whatever, where there's like 20 companies now on there, your lead technician may say, hey, we're going to have to bid more for these leads, okay? And they'll clarify
that
with you.
It has to be more money for each lead.
Correct. Yes, sir. The high end, like I'll tell you exactly what it'd be right now. So the high end, if you needed max lead budget, would be at $52 per lead. But from what I can see, you don't need it, okay?
All right, okay.
Okay, so just a heads up on that, though, okay? All right, so I told you Pinkerton Evidence. So the only homework you have, I know everybody hates homework, but you want to get that application filled out and submitted. That way we could get you rolling on this, okay?
Okay.
All right, now let's go ahead and schedule that onboarding appointment. We block off 30 minutes, okay, for this appointment. And it's usually a pretty quick call because they're going to just make sure the application submitted properly. They'll send you some personalization emails on the Google Guarantee profile, et cetera. Okay? So let me let me pull up their calendar. What time tomorrow works best for you? Do you want to do like 6:30 again or?
I can just do, the only thing is I got to call 5 to 7.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm going to do it at that call tomorrow. Let's do the same time. Yep, 6:30.
Okay, 6:30. Perfect. All right, so you're going to get an email.
That's the latest you can do, yeah?
That's the very latest they have. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say Local Splash LSA Onboarding Appointment. Okay? You want to get used to that LSA term, okay? Because that's how the leads are going to come through on your phone. It will say LSA lead on it. Okay?
Okay.
1 hour before the appointment, you'll receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well. If you have something that comes up, because I know you mentioned you might have an appointment, when you get that text, you can simply reply, like, for what time works best for you to the next day or whenever you need to reschedule. Okay? Also, too, even though I'm not your lead technician, I'm really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts, Tofik. So if you ever have any questions, make sure you save my contact info, and you could always call me directly. Okay?
This is your number?
No. Let me text you my direct line and extension. You want me to send it to the 5352 number?
No, they send it to the 202394.
Okay.
5352.
Hold on, let me jump back over to that account real fast. Oh, that's another thing I needed to ask too. For the onboarding appointment, do you want them to call you on the 5352 number, the one ending in that, or do you want them to call you on this phone?
No, the other phone number. Not this phone number, the 202-294-5352. Yep.
Hold on. Give me one quick second.
Everything I want to be with that account. That way, the only thing is, it's not for me, but what I'm seeing is they were getting confused because even with automation, they tried to work on a DC1, they were working on a mainland one. Like, when they cancel an account, they're supposed to be canceled this one, they will cancel the other one. So they were getting confused. So that's why I want to, everything to do with Maryland, I want to be 202-294-5352.
Okay, got it. And so I did that right. I basically erased this number, so there is no confusion. I erased this number from that account, basically, just so you have a heads up. I'll put a note in there, though, that you, like a priority note or whatnot, that you have another account under that other phone number, so they're aware. But same thing, I don't want any, like, mix-up, you know?
Okay.
So, here, let me text you to my direct line and extension. Just let me know if you get it, okay?
I saw one. It's like 800.
No, it's not. I haven't even sent it yet. Give me one second.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to shoot it right now. Oh, my goodness. I just sent it without the extension. But, yeah, that's me. Extension 711.
Okay.
Here, let me resend it right now. My bad. My, like, pre-made text isn't working, so I'm just hand-typing it, basically. All right. So it should come through right now. And let me make sure. You got it? Okay. What I'll do to that onboarding appointment tomorrow, they're going to call you from our 877 number, okay? As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician, okay?
Okay. Question for you now. Before they come in, they do it. what is the, you want me to fill out the application?
Do the application. That's
tomorrow.
It.
And
yeah.
Do I have to scan the, like the insurance card, or what is that?
No, the scan is for Evident. So when we create the profile, it's going to randomly select either Pinkerton or Evident to do your background check. If it selects Evident, what will happen is in your onboarding appointment, they'll let you know that. And what they'll do is they'll trigger you a text for you to scan the front and back of your driver's license.
Okay.
Okay. That's just part of Evident's requirement for the background. Pinkerton doesn't require that. So it just depends on which one Google randomly selects to do your background check. Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. All right.
Okay.
So, and again, remember, when you see a license, just put NA for non-applicable on there. Okay?
NA, okay.
Hey, do you have, like, a big crew, or is it just you?
It's just me now.
Okay.
My brother was working with me, but we went back home.
Okay.
So, because I was working for a company. Now what I'm planning to do is, one is stop working for them. That way I can focus more on my own.
Right.
And at the same time, if I get as I plan it, I can, hire more people.
Okay, perfect. Because I was going to say, if you have a crew right now, when you fill out that application, it will ask you how many employees you have. Just put zero. Because if you put like 4 or 5 or 6 or whatever, what will happen is it's going to require a background check on all of them. So to avoid just put zero field workers. And I promise you, Google doesn't have like a van driving around checking up on it. Like, you'll be good.
Gotcha. All right.
Awesome. All right. So just to re-verify too. So tomorrow, the 202-294-5352 number, that one's okay for them to call for the onboarding appointment, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. Just making sure. All right, perfect. And I'll try to be available to Tofik to introduce you, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, sir. You have a great rest of your night. Try to get that application in as soon as possible. And if you have any questions, just contact me, okay?
I will. Thank you, Donald.
All right, you're welcome, Tofik. Have a great day.
All right, bye.